This is Triple H 100.1 FM. Good afternoon and welcome to Rotary Matters. My name's Ian Stewart and it's really good to be with you again on this lovely, rather steamy, late summer, early autumn day. Now don't be alarmed, it's now just gone 1 o'clock, it's 1:05. Normally we go to air at 3, but a diary clash today makes that not possible. So if you're tuning in for the first time, the idea of this programme, Rotary Matters, is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes, the projects and the people who make up a Rotary. Today we're talking about a project supported by the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove. It's called the Early Bird Cafe, and typical of all things Rotary, it's making an important difference to the community that it serves. And I'll be talking with one of the main drivers of the Early Bird Cafe, Marilyn Smith. Now, being disadvantaged is not simply being homeless. It can be when life changes dramatically, either socially or financially, and it can happen to anyone at any time. An unexpected bill or a shift in a financial situation can change the life of a resident in our community, forcing them into challenging times. Sydney's CBD is often where individuals experiencing disadvantage gravitate to. Now, the founders of City Community Care recognised this, so 12 years ago, they started the Early Bird Cafe in the centre of Sydney. Their aim was to provide practical assistance to those in need, not only the homeless, but those who've fallen on hard times too. Now, over the last 12 years, the Early Bird Cafe has prepared over 20,000 breakfasts each year. It also provides items like personal hygiene products, reading material, clothing and sleeping goods, along with medical support from other providers. All proof that the significant need of practical help is constant for Sydney's CBD disadvantaged. So hopefully listening to this story will inspire you to volunteer at the Early Bird Cafe or to support their work with a donation of money or the provision of practical things like food and clothes, personal hygiene items and so on. So I spoke with Marilyn Smith from the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove a few days ago on Zoom. So today on Rotary Matters, it's a great pleasure to have with us Marilyn Smith from the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove. We're going to be learning about an initiative that they're involved with, which is called the Early Bird Cafe. But before we get into the cafe, Marilyn, tell us something about the extent of homelessness that we're seeing in the community nowadays.
Rotary have been involved in Early Bird Cafe and looking after the homeless of Sydney now for about 13 years. And homelessness during that period has continued to increase. On any given night, over 122,000 people are experiencing homelessness. And one in seven of those are children under 12.
Sorry, Marilyn, is that 122,000 in the Greater Sydney area?
No. Across Australia.
Across Australia.
Yeah.
And one in seven of those are children.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Under 12. Uh-huh. And one in five are of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander heritage. People often say to us, you know, how do people become homeless? And I just reply that it's really very easy. Typically what happens is one of four things. You lose your job, you then lose your marriage, you lose your house, you lose your mind. And combinations of those things happen iteratively. It's not all at once. It sort of progressively, and suddenly you find yourself homeless and fairly destitute. In America, of course, homelessness is also caused by having to pay a hospital bill or addiction to OxyContin, mm-hmm. basically.
Are these numbers growing, Marilyn, locally in Australia?
They are. we, in the last 12 months, have seen a 50% increase in our numbers coming to Early Bird Cafe of a morning. And most other charities are reporting similar increases in need. So at Early Bird Cafe, we're feeding anywhere between 120 and 180 people breakfast 6 mornings a week. Many of those people are not homeless as such. They might have somewhere to sleep, but they're certainly all hungry. And so we talk about it as meeting a need of those people who are both experiencing homelessness and hunger.
So, Marilyn, you're with the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove. The Early Bird Cafe been a cause that your club has been pursuing for quite a long time, or is it fairly recent?
So I joined the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove in 2013, so 11 years ago. And for 2 years prior to that, the club had become involved in Early Bird Cafe, which had just started at that time. So for about 13 years, the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove have supported Early Bird Cafe in a myriad of ways, including volunteering one morning a week with six volunteers turning up 52 weeks a year over that period.
So just paint a picture for us. Where is the Early Bird Cafe? What does it look like to anybody walking past or driving past?
So Early Bird Cafe offers a hot breakfast and enough food for the entire day to anybody who comes. It's based in Macquarie Street, and we operate from St Stephen's Uniting Church, who very kindly allow us to use their kitchen and provide us with storage, insurance, electricity, gas, cleaning, a whole wonderful range of things that they support us with.
So this is
if
quite
you want,
Parliament House, isn't it, on Macquarie Street?
Yes, it's directly opposite Parliament House. And of course, many of the parliamentarians go in from the back way. They don't go in through Macquarie Street.
But it must have caught the attention not only of passers-by, but of some of the politicians and their staff who work in Parliament House. Well, you'd hope.
We do have some staff who volunteer with us. That's been fairly recent. I think I've had one politician come in some years ago, and we've had some of the lovely councillors from Sydney City Council come up and have a look at what we're doing, but not really the parliamentarians.
Okay, so people go into St Stephen's Church. They're provided with a hot breakfast and enough food to last them throughout the day. So what time of day do you and your volunteers need to get there to start preparing for this demand?
Yeah, I should add that since COVID, it's been a takeaway breakfast only. We used to have a come inside and sit down. We now can't return to that for two reasons. One, COVID's still around. But two, our numbers are now so great that bringing that many people inside in one room would be pretty fraught. So we've maintained the takeaway system. Having said that, people can come back as many times as they like. The hours that the volunteers come in are 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., 6 mornings a week. And they come in a team of six to cook and serve that breakfast.
Well, isn't it good that you've got the facility of St Stephen's Church to
We're
provide
very lucky.
The shelter and the cooking facility to enable you to do that? What's the gender mix, Marilyn Smith, of people who come to the Early Bird Cafe?
So it's 80% male, probably 20% female. We have a lot of regulars who come every day, and you can always tell the new people because they... if they're new on the streets, they look very vulnerable. The ages Typically, for the men, around, I guess, 40 to 60. And for the women, yeah, about the same. It is very sad to see women newly on the street, because they do look very vulnerable. And one thing I would add is that when you're walking around Sydney and you see people asleep during the day, please don't think they're lazy. It's just that they can't sleep at night. It's too dangerous.
So it's open from 6 to 8:30. People can come in. They don't have to explain themselves or be registered or certified in any way at all. They can simply say, I'm hungry. They're provided with food. Where does the actual food itself come from? Is that donated or do you have to buy that? How does that happen?
It's a.
We do buy it from Food Bank, pretty reduced rates. And we also sponsored very kindly by both Woolworths and Endeavour Drinks.
So this is a resumption of the talk with Marilyn Smith from the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove, who is talking to us about the Early Bird Cafe. And I've been asking Marilyn about the where the food actually comes from. Let's rejoin that chat with Marilyn now.
Which was an offshoot of Woolworths. So they sponsor us with Woolworths gift certificates every month, and we add to that purchases from Food Bank. Baker's Delight kindly donate the bread for us, which we pick up every week. And there are some other places which donate food, but mostly it's Woolworths and Food Bank who deliver for us.
And do you have enough? Do you have sufficient food to deal with the demand on a daily basis, or are you a bit short in some areas?
We try never to run out. And in fact, more recently, we've got a number of clients who've rung, being referred by Food Bank and who come in and treat it like a pantry. So they don't want to come to the breakfast, but they need food. So they'll come in with a shopping bag and just fill up with spaghetti or whatever bread, whatever it is they need to fill up their own kitchen for the week. And I do recall one lady who called up maybe 2 months ago, and she said, "Look, I'm terribly embarrassed. I live in North Sydney. My name is Anne, and I've just paid my bills for the month. I have $2 left in the bank from my, obviously from her pension." And she said, "Can I come in and just pick up some food to feed myself for the month?" And I said, "Sure." So we have a number of people doing that as well. We try never to run out of food.
Right. So you mentioned that some of it is donated through businesses like Woolworths, Endeavour Drinks, and Baker's Delight. But you have to buy some food as well. Where does the money come from that you use to buy the food that you need for the Early Bird Cafe?
Some of the money comes from Sydney Cove Rotary, who are
Right.
just wonderful. They donate this year they've made a big donation, as well as we achieved a district grant, which was wonderful. We apply for grants, we accept donations on our website, which is earlybirdcafe.org.au. And we're continually begging, I guess.
Okay, so if somebody listening to the program wanted to support you, they could make a donation, as you say. They could go on to earlybirdcafe.org.au. Do you need more volunteers on the day, the 6 days a week, to deliver the service?
Burwood Rotary kindly came in for a period and volunteered, but I think it was a long distance for them to get there by 6 in the morning. So we can always accept more volunteers. But over the last year, we've seen a 50% increase in the clients coming to Early Bird in the morning. And food costs, as everyone knows, have gone up about 30%. So I'm forecasting that we're going to need $90,000 to feed people in the next year.
Wow, 90,000, that's the target. Okay.
Well, this is, sorry, The financial year 23-24, the one that we're in now, is $90,000. Yeah.
Right.
It's mind-blowing.
It is. So as well as money, if anybody did want to volunteer, do they need any special skills, Marilyn Smith, in order to do this?
No,
Just
not at all. Actually, they need to smile.
right.
We need to be kind to everyone who comes, but there's no skills needed. If you find it too confronting, you can volunteer in the kitchen, and help make up the bacon and egg rolls that we serve every morning. But we also hand out toiletries, books, clothing, sleeping bags, blankets, anything else that's needed by people. We have St. Vincent's Hospital outreach service coming in once a week to provide a medical service for people, any type of medical, be it physical or mental. We have Thread Together coming in to provide clothing, and we have wonderful volunteers from Rotary Sydney Cove who supply books and toiletries. So if you're going on one of those plane journeys and you get those little bags of toiletries, keep them and we'll gladly take them from you.
And if somebody did have toiletries or books that they wanted to donate, how and where would they do that, please, Marilyn?
Toiletries are great, especially in very small quantity,
Yeah.
like little small bottles. Remember, people who are on the street have a backpack with them, and whatever goes in that backpack is what they have. If it's a big bottle of shampoo, they just won't take it. It's no
No.
good.
Okay.
Or they'll use it once and throw it out. So toiletries and books, particularly books for men. So crime mystery things are really good. Not so much girl books, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
Romance novels just won't cut it.
Right, okay.
So if you wanted to contact me about any donations like that, we would gladly take them, or they can be dropped into St. Stephen's Church, which is open most days.
Right. So the service that you run works 6 days. May I ask what happens on the Sabbath, on the seventh day?
The seventh day, the church is open for church, and there are
Yes.
church services going on. But it is not unknown that some of the people on the street will pop in and ask for a cup of coffee, ask for a piece of toast, and they'll always get served.
Look, we're talking with Marilyn Smith from the Rotary Club of Sydney Cove about a terrific initiative of theirs. It's called the Early Bird Cafe, which they support wholeheartedly with volunteers from the Rotary Club. They need some money, they need donations of clothes, of toiletries, of books. If you'd like to go further, I'd urge you to get onto the website that Marilyn mentioned. It's earlybirdcafe.org.au. Marilyn, congratulations to you and your team for everything that you do to ease the plight of the homeless of our city. I wish you well and would love to have another chat maybe in a year's time and see if there have been any developments. Since we've spoken today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.